You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Time Out. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Is the daily grind of everyday life wearing you down? This is the question used as a headline in a major news magazine. This headline reflects the increased anxiety and the unusual stress as people today try to pack more and more into their lives. Those who try to squeeze more and more out of life are now often convinced they are getting less and less. And what an irony! It was all explained in the magazine called Success. Life in the 90s, the author explains, was not supposed to end up this way. Machines began replacing people in the 50s and the 60s. 40 years ago, dreaming futurists explained with glowing enthusiasm that this modern technology was all supposed to lead to less and less work and more leisure time. But now, 4 decades later, just the opposite is true. In spite of our affluence and in spite of modern technology and computers and robots, we seem to have less leisure time and more drudgery. It is then in this weary, worn, confused, and stressed-out modern society that it is so uplifting and encouraging to hear those blessed words of our Lord, which he spoke to his disciples when he said, "Come away and rest a while. Come away from the clamor of society," Jesus was saying, "and take a break." From first-hand experience, Jesus understands a demanding schedule. Regularly, Jesus healed the sick. He proclaimed God's word. Jesus fed the hungry. He exerted himself in order to show compassion to thousands who were less fortunate. And in all of this, we must remember Jesus Christ was truly human. In all of his giving, Jesus said, "The Son of Man has no place to lay his head." And as he approached the suffering of the cross, Jesus said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful." The biblical writer of Hebrews underscores Christ's humanity by explaining that since children share in flesh and blood, Jesus likewise partook of the same. And since Jesus was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is now able to understand and come to the aid of those who are tempted. Jesus Christ was certainly divine, but he was also truly human. And in his humanity, Jesus is now able to identify with all of your weariness and temptations. This same Jesus now understands how difficult life often may seem for you. Jesus understands a single mother who, through no fault of her own, is now expected to raise children on a limited income. Jesus understands the many dedicated fathers who labor at a menial job which barely produces enough food for the table, let alone any extra money for the other necessities of life. Oh, we can be sure that today there are many people unemployed or out on the street because they are simply too lazy to work. However, there's another side to the coin, and let's never forget that there are thousands of others who would do anything if they could only find a job, any job, in order to help their families and their loved ones. These are the pressures of life in our so-called modern society that are driving thousands to the edge of discouragement and toward the deep abyss of despair. And so today, as you listen to these words, perhaps you are not yet at the end of your string. And maybe there are others who seem to be much more worn out and discouraged about life than you are. Deep in your heart, however, you know that the daily demands of living have also worn you down. You look forward to Friday for relief, and sometimes relief does come, but then you dread Mondays again. Instead of getting recharged on the weekends, the family and social demands of Saturday and Sunday often seem only to increase your stress and strain. The rat race never seems to let up. I am sure that many a time you have said to yourself, "Where is this all going to end up?" The answer is in the Bible, and the focus of the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ. Real relaxation always begins with rest for the soul. You and I need to be at peace with God. Rest for the soul occurs only when we, by faith, are in the presence of God. In the Bible we read that when God had finished creating the world, He rested. In Genesis chapter 2 we read that God rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. And so then, the next time you feel that life is demanding more than you can offer, and the next time a weekend makes you feel more run down than rested up, accept God's invitation for your rest. In His crucified and resurrected Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God is now inviting you to come apart from all the demands of modern society and to take a break. In order to receive the restful blessings of God in Jesus Christ, we need to get away from the sounds and the demands of this world. Simultaneously, we need instead to get into the comforting and the consoling presence of God and His Holy Word. This happens when we are away from society, undistracted, and when we listen to God's Word, and as we have the opportunity of responding in prayer and praise. With the radio and television turned off, and with your Bible open to the book of Ecclesiastes, let the Lord of grace open your mind and prepare your heart for His mercy, as He says, "Do not be hasty in word or impulsive in thought. God is in heaven, and you are on the earth. Therefore, let your words be few." The writer of Ecclesiastes then also says, "There is an appointed time for everything, a time to be silent and a time to speak." Through the psalmist, God is telling you today, relax, let go, cease striving, and know that I am God. And so, my friend, as you physically separate yourself, in order to take a break from the endless activity of this world, the clamor of society will quiet. And then, as you seek the Lord in silence, your shortcomings, your failures and your sins will indeed more and more loudly cry out. But even as the seriousness of your sin will increase, so also will the Spirit of God alert you and awaken your heart to the gift of God's grace, through which you and your repentance are guaranteed the consolation of His forgiveness and the gift of eternal pardon. This Spirit-empowered knowledge of forgiveness in Jesus Christ is the foundation of saving faith. And this foundation of faith is the basis of all true and enduring rest for the body and also the renewal of the soul. The goodness of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, and the forgiveness of God are the only genuine and the only lasting answers for those today who are burned out from hectic overcommitment, washed out from alcohol, stretched out from hectic schedules, grossed out from overconsumption, and flipped out from following psychology instead of faith. One professor of the University of Louisville said this. He said, "Our lifestyle is in itself emerging as today's principal cause of illness." This same professor then added that in order to overcome high stress, we massage, we hot tub, and we jog. And yet the more we seek a human cure, the more difficult our dilemma seems to become. As more and more have sought a human cure in recent years, out of human desperation and demand, psychology has become a major growth industry. In 1971, there were 50,000 practitioners of psychology. 10 years later, this figure doubled to 100,000. The doors of graduate schools have been knocked down by student applicants to study psychology. The American Psychological Association has 39 separate divisions, and there are now over 250 different kinds of therapy. The situation in psychology has now developed to the point where there are now new programs to get people off addiction to therapy. A professor at the University of Vermont says that people are now turning away from religion and looking to psychology for the basic answers to life. And so again, in all of this confusion, we hear the clear and gracious invitation of the Lord Jesus as He says to the beleaguered, the weary, the stressed out, and the down and out, when He says, "Come away from the clamor of society and I will give you rest." And so then, getting away for a yearly vacation is very, very important. Equally important, however, is the regular rest that you and I need every week. From the beginning of time, God has set the pattern. Yes, He has established a precedent. One day every week is to be set aside for rest and renewal. There is a problem with all of this, however, in our modern society. You see, it is really no surprise why our society is so stressed out. Millions of people do take off every weekend. But instead of resting and listening to the renewing Word of God, these millions find themselves bored and often wandering around or driving around looking for something to do apart from God. A national survey recently revealed that 73% of all Americans consider Sunday a very special day. However, only 20% say that Sunday is significant as the Lord's Day. Every Sunday, over 30% of all Americans take pleasure trips in their cars. They're not going any place in particular, they just drive around. And over 20% of Americans go shopping on Sunday. And another 30% do little more than watch sports on television. These are dismal statistics, especially for a nation which so adamantly and so regularly claims to believe in God. Equally disturbing, however, is the fact that of the 40% of the population that does go to church on Sunday, they often attend worship and hope that it will get over as quickly as possible in order that they might pack the rest of the Lord's Day with materialistic and self-serving things, as they say, things that they really enjoy. And so then, it all boils down to this. There is little doubt that the stress that we are now feeling as a society is actually the curse of our own sin, the sin of despising the Lord's Day, and of obstinately refusing to understand in a spiritual way the words of our Lord Jesus Christ when He said, "Come apart from society and take a break and rest a while." Many secularists and atheists would also surely agree that if as a society we ceased our frenzied activities on Sunday and rested our bodies and our minds and our souls, we then as a nation would be less stressed out, much less violent, and much, much more blessed by God. So then, by the power which God is now offering you, my friend, I urge you to begin planning now at this moment. Begin this very hour to reschedule your life. On Sunday, go to church. This is indeed the Lord's Day. The Sunday, however, is also your day to rest and to relax and to be renewed and to be recharged by the cleansing, the sanctifying, and the life-transforming Word of God. And then stop telling everybody about how you work all the time, as if being a workaholic is some type of great virtue. Your friends are not impressed by this type of sinful lifestyle and godless bragging, and God is even less impressed. Take a break. Yes, take a break. Listen to the words of Jesus and rest. Schedule a vacation for the coming year. Include your family. Do what they want and what you can do together, and not always just what you like to do. And make this part of your next year's new lease on life. And so then, in all of this, know one thing for sure. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, Jesus paid for all of your sins of disrespect for the Lord's Day, and of your sins against God's command to take a break and to rest. The blood of Jesus Christ covers all your failures to take time out and to rest. This same Jesus is also now offering you a new strength and a new hope as you face the challenging and demanding world in which we all live. Take a break from life. This is God's gospel invitation to you. And when you, through faith in Jesus Christ, rest in the grace of God and meditate upon the mercy of God, you will be renewed and blessed far beyond what you can ever imagine. May God, my friend, grant unto you this rest and this blessing. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.